Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting, tips to help you raise competent, godly kids. I'm your host, Sandra K. Chambers, and in this podcast, we cover parenting topics from both a practical point of view and a biblical worldview. Our goal is to help you raise kids with a positive, godly self-image so that they can become all they were created to be. Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting. If you have middle schoolers, you'll want to definitely listen to today's episode. I don't know anyone who remembers loving middle school. The physical changes, the ups and downs, emotionally, the longing to fit in, navigating turbulent friendships, etc., etc., and etc. Well, I just ran across an article in Christian Parenting from which I'm going to share today. The link to the article is in the notes. Author Carrie Campakis shares 10 truths middle schoolers should know. I think as parents, we also need to know them so we can encourage our children who are going through these turbulent preteen years. So stash these suggestions in your arsenal of parenting helps, and perhaps even share the article with your preteens. So, truth number 10. Today's most awkward moments will be tomorrow's funniest memories. Keep a sense of humor whenever possible. For example, those braces that now embarrass you, but will give you that beautiful smile in a few years, won't seem nearly as bad as they do today. And oddly, that giddy rush you feel when your crush walks by and you can't think or talk or even see straight. One day these things will be minor blimps in your life and maybe even funny stories to tell. So stay mindful of the big picture and remember that even your worst experiences will pass. Truth number 9, you don't want to peak in middle school or high school or college for that matter. The worst goal you can have is popularity. A truly successful person gets better with time. You go from being version 1.0 of yourself to version 2.0, 4.0, 6.0, and so on. But when you chase popularity, you peak early. If you're not a superstar now, that's okay. This simply means there are better things ahead as you continue to evolve and learn. Make it your goal to peak later in life. Make good choices that set you up for a bright future. Truth number 8. Technology makes it easier than ever to ruin relationships and reputations. We live in an age where people post everything online, feelings, emotions, and pictures. Way too often, technology, especially social media, is used impulsively. Cool off before giving someone a piece of your mind, venting or jumping to conclusions or reacting out of jealousy or anger, embarrassing someone or sending an inappropriate picture. Truth number 7, surrounding yourself with good company is imperative. There's an old saying that particularly is relevant to your age groups. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Yes, you are called to love everyone, but not everyone deserves a place in your innermost circle. Some people you love up close and personal, and others you love at an arm's length, because inviting them into your life invites disaster. Good friends lift you up. They don't put you in risky or compromising situations. So to become the best version of yourself, you need friends who hold themselves to high standards and want you to reach your full potential too. Truth number 6, what makes you different is what makes you great. Middle school is largely about conformity, dressing alike, walking alike, acting alike to try to fit in. You'll never find your calling by following the crowd. God made you different for a reason, and what sets you apart plays into his plan for you. Truth number 5, it's okay not to have your life planned out. It's okay if you haven't discovered your thing. Chances are you know kids with immense talent and drive, They've already trained for years in their area of expertise, and they know exactly what they want in life. So deep down, you may be envious and uncomfortable because you fear you're getting left behind. But if your future isn't mapped out by ninth grade, take heart. You're still young. You have plenty of time to discover what you were born to do. Just set goals for yourself. Use your gifts and head in a good direction. Truth number four, your uniform is not your identity. Labels are big in middle school, and there's a confidence that comes from wearing a football jersey, a cheerleader uniform, or other team attire. But remember that having a uniform or even designer clothes doesn't increase your worth. You're special because of who you are, not what you put on your body or what you achieve. But if your base identity is on the one thing you'll never lose, God's love, your foundation is unshakable. Truth number three, applause can be misleading. You can make a huge mistake and still get cheered on wildly. Through social media, popularity is now quantifiable. You can gauge your performance by how many likes, comments, and shares you get. But remember, numbers alone can be misleading. To get the full picture, you need to measure numbers against the truth. The best applause to live is to live for the quiet peace inside yourself. What makes you feel good about yourself? You know the truth by how you feel deep down. And when you seek your applause from within, you don't need the applause of public approval. Truth number two, there's a difference between helpful advice and criticism that holds you back. Be careful who you listen to. Some people want you to succeed, others don't. Develop a strong filter for those words you take to heart and whose words you ignore. Some questions to ask yourself are, do I trust this person? Are they respectable? Do they practice what they preach? Are they the kind of person I hope to become? Do they recognize my talent and potential and encourage me? Or do they drag me down by harping on where I fall short? How others talk to you influences how you talk to yourself. And since that voice in your head impacts your confidence, your determination, and your willingness to take risk, you don't want people in your life who speak the truth in love and always. You want people in your life who speak the truth and love and always have your best interests in mind. Truth number one, you're awesome. All these crazy changes are leading to something amazing. In the grand scheme of life, middle school is only a blip. So keep it in check. Have fun, dream big, and make good choices.